fighting for America.
Hamas doesn't care about the civilian population in Gaza. They embed themselves in civilian areas. They use hospitals and schools and mosques. They want those civilians dead.
Fighting for Idaho.
And the Harry Reid Senate's become a factory for show votes, where votes are made that are more interested in winning votes for Democrats in November elections than they are for winning jobs for the American people. That's become the norm.
Fighting for you.
It's one thing to listen to people and to talk with them when you are a candidate for a position. Now, I think that we might have a qualitatively different conversation, and I want to listen first before trying to give my views.
Voices Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning.
We need to look out for one another, and that's what we try to do here each and every day.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget 580KIDO.com, home of the Kevin Miller Hot List. Let's go to our great friend William Gein for Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, AllyPAC.us. William, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm glad to be with you. 24 hours before a very big election over in Tennessee we're fighting hard on today.
I know. I saw your email trying to get a hold of crazy Phil Valentine. Any luck?
No. You know, we went in there. We conducted some successful protests outside of Lamar Alexander's district offices last week. And if the response we got from people driving by to our vote car, not Lamar signs, and, you know, vote against Amnesty Alexander, honk if you oppose Lamar Alexander's amnesty, if the response we got from people in the cars is any indication, Lamar Alexander's in deep trouble. But we were unable to get on any talk radio shows out of the Nashville or Tennessee area there on the ground, including the Valentine Show, which surprised me because, you know, he's been such a titan and such a leader on the illegal immigration fight for so many years.
Well, it shows you how things are changing, I suppose. I'm sure Phil has a good reason, and maybe you can get that to happen. You know, it's interesting, though, this story from the Kevin Miller Hot List, which goes back to Tennessee. The Gang of Eight immigration bill passed by the U.S. Senate by Tennessee Senators Alexander and Corker would have roughly doubled the size of new foreign workers allowed in the country. But in Tennessee, you actually had the immigrants getting all the jobs at the expense of the native-born populace. Are we seeing this nationally, Bill or William Gein?
Well, we are, but what we're finding is that we've got two things going on right now. One, we've got volunteer callers, about 60-plus people, that are calling GOP voters in Tennessee. And if anyone listening is interested, this is something anyone can do from anywhere in the country. Just write us through AllyPAC.us. We'll set you up with instructions and calls. And our volunteers are talking to voters and finding out that about half of them don't know what Lamar Alexander did on that bill, because Lamar Alexander is running around telling everybody that he opposes amnesty. And when you lie like that and you back it up with $5 million that you get for selling out your countrymen from the big, big money people, it works a lot. But once our people talk to them, or some of them receive an automated call that we're sending in, which is the call is exactly the same as the one that we used to defeat Eric Cantor, but it has Lamar Alexander's name instead. People are changing their minds because they're being educated. And what we're telling them, Kevin, is the truth, and that is that Lamar Alexander voted for Barack Obama's immigration reform amnesty bill last year, Senate Bill 744. And if this bill had made it to Obama's desk as he wanted, it would have turned tens of millions of illegal immigrants into competitive U.S. workers, taxpayer benefit and welfare recipients, and future voters in U.S. elections. You know, this is the bill that Lamar Alexander tried to pass would pretty much put millions of illegal immigrants voting against what most Republicans and conservatives and Americans, center-right American politics for 200 years, up against tens of millions of illegal immigrants ready to vote themselves anything they can get their hands on.
William Gein, have we ever seen anything like this in world history?
It's hard to say. I mean, one of the things about world history is that it's believed now that the rush of humanity into America over the last 10 years has been the largest migration, both legal and illegal, of humankind ever in our history. And it's all been, you know, this way. And while some of that immigration has been beneficial, legal immigrants that have come bearing skills and things like that, that's been the exception more than the rule. And we've ended up with a lot of people from third world environments that have no common history or common worldview with American citizens, that are here merely because of what they think they can get from our welfare state and the other types of benefits that come from America being previously under constitutional governance. And of course, one of the things we point out is that since the President Obama, followed, you know, by President Bush, since neither one of them would honor their oath of office, the U.S. Constitution, and enforce the existing laws of Congress from the people that we voted and supported to vote in there, America is not currently under constitutional governance, although that pretense continues.
William Gein with us, Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. How dangerous is the invasion from the border to our country?
Well, you can ask the family of our recently fallen Border Patrol agent, Mr. Vega. Let me get his first name because I don't want to botch it, but there's another story coming out that exemplifies what's happening to a lot of Americans, even though it's a bit more graphic. It happened to Mexican nationals, they were saying, and when you see Mexican nationals, 90% of the time, illegal aliens, one of which had been arrested and deported four times, murdered our Border Patrol agent Javier Vega Jr. in front of his parents a couple days ago. Javier Vega Jr. was not in his uniform or on duty, but he was fishing with his mother and father when these two illegal immigrant, the banditos, came up and tried to rob them, and then they saw that he was armed, and they shot him in the chest, and then his father got shot in the hip, and his mother picked up the AR-15, which many Democrats would love to, and billionaires that are backing the illegal alien invasion would love to take out of the hands of law-abiding Americans. But she returned fire with that AR and stopped the vehicle. She disabled the vehicle as the illegals tried to flee. But in a lot of ways, Javier Vega, who was killed the other day, he is symbolic of the probably more than 2,000 to 3,000 Americans that are being killed by illegal immigrants each year. And while that may sound sort of commonplace on the Kevin Miller Show, that's what I'm not allowed to say on any major national television broadcast out there. That's something you will not hear in the New York Times or any of the major newspapers. They will not mention the thousands of Americans being killed by illegal immigrants each year. We're losing over $125 billion worth of federal taxpayer resources alone, not counting what you're having to shell out on the state and county level due to the negative impact of illegal immigration. And then you've got the overthrow of the American Republic. If they had gotten Lamar Alexander's amnesty bill through, we would have ended up with about 20 million new illegal alien voters, which would allow Democrats to turn most states blue and dominate U.S. elections for the next 50 years. Unfortunately, after the defenses of the United States of America, the political immune system, which conservatives are a very much important part of, would be destroyed. Many liberals would then find out, like they're finding out now with the Obama border surge, that they too have very little in common with lots of people from the third world that are coming here just to, you know, get whatever they can put their hands on. So, but at that point, it would be too late for the United States to come back or be restored, because rampant illegal immigration and future waves of planned tens of millions of illegal immigrants is like a type of weapon from which the United States can never recover. It destroys people, not infrastructure and buildings.
William Gein with us, Alipac.us, as we continue on to talking about just the overall crisis at the border. But, you know, you and I have been covering this. I remember when you started your group in North Carolina, the courage that you have. And I remember interviewing a couple of girls that lost their mother because she was driving on the road. An illegal who was drunk hit her, left his wife and kid in the car, ran away into the woods. I remember covering this story in Nashville where you had an illegal go in, rape, sodomize, and murder a 70-year-old woman who, mm-hmm. Tried to shut her door, who had known the person. There's a lot of crimes that, William Gein, are not being reported, as you've said, very violent, vicious acts against American citizens that the press is refusing to cover.
That is, and these people all have names. And you know, the lady in North Carolina, I remember her name was Faye Coleman.
Right.
And we worked with her daughter, and her daughter was just blown away because, you know, after her mother was killed, which is traumatic enough, she finds out, learns a painful truth that we have to swim in every day here at Alipac, and that is that, you know, people are being killed due to a direct class one failure of our federal government to do its most important job, the one job to turn it off from doing all other jobs except for one. The one job it's supposed to do is protect the people who are here in the country, to protect American citizens from anyone that would come from outside the country and harm us in any way, whether that harm is driving over our children as a drunk driver, shooting up our neighborhood as a gangbanger, taking a job which somebody needs to pay their mortgage and keep their families in a house or be able to pay for their children's dental work, health care, or college expenses, taking taxpayer resources, jamming up emergency rooms when people have to take the grandpa to the hospital with heart pain, chest pains, jamming up the school systems, bringing in tuberculosis that infects the kids. You know, these are all things that harm American citizens. We know that it's happening. We've been begging, pleading, fighting to try to get our government to do its job to protect us. But at the highest echelons, and it is my firmest opinion, that the American public has been sold out and betrayed by traitors in the highest levels of our government, and that goes for Bush, and that goes for Obama. I'm an equal opportunity person on when it comes to assigning the blame to the top echelons of both the Democrat and Republican parties, Harry Reid, as well as his allies like Marco Rubio and Lamar Alexander. These people have all engaged in an agenda where they don't care that Americans are dying. They don't care that Americans are losing their jobs and their homes in unprecedented ways. They care about serving their money masters that pay the millions of dollars to keep them reelected and their feet getting rubbed and eating their free chicken sandwiches up in Washington, D.C. That's what they care about. That plus probably keeping any type of dark secrets they have detected by the new surveillance society and NSA-type stuff and Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. Any stuff like that, you know, live boys or dead girls, kids stay in the closet. And as long as they play the game and they do whatever they're told to do. But we're continuing this fight, and now, you know, we have an opportunity here because the new border surge, which has been inspired by Republicans like Lamar Alexander and Democrats like Barack Obama, it's giving people a chance to realize, hey, this is what they have planned for your future, unending waves of illegal immigration. Right now people are talking about it, right? People are mad about it. People need to take that anger and channel it into the 2014 elections, channel it into Joe Carr's campaign against Lamar Alexander tomorrow in Tennessee. They need to be on the phones to anybody they know in Tennessee. They need to get on the phones with us as AllyPac volunteers calling voters in Tennessee. They need to send us a donation at AllyPac.us so we can afford to reach enough voters before the thing closes tomorrow. And then after that, win or lose, deploy against every amnesty supporter on the ballot for 2014, because we need to throw a lot of people out of office and elect some people that are going to respond to us and insist that the United States be peacefully returned to constitutional governance, even if that requires, you know, making Obama abide by the rules or impeaching both Obama and Biden down to the Speaker of the House if necessary to restore the law.
William Gein with us. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. We'll take your calls next at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
William Gein with us from AllyPath.us. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Talking about the crisis on the border, here's it from Breitbart, California. Rape, death, and police pursuits continue as illegal immigrants flood Texas County. Warnings that more is to come. You're in tune with what's going on in Texas. Why is the news media not reporting the dangers of the illegals coming in? I mean, we're talking about some bad things that happened before this crisis.
Well, we're getting reports in the media, the new media online and talk radio, and of course a lot of those reports are being aggregated at drudgereport.com, which is the most read website on the planet by people and conservatives, and so it's getting through there. You're just not going to see it on CBS, CNN, MSNBC, or any of the major alphabet media, because most of those are in the bag supporting the deadly and costly illegal alien invasion of our American homeland.
It is amazing. What about the churches or the religious argument to try and vilify folks like you and like me, William?
This is only a very narrow brand of Protestant or Catholic churches that are trying to fill their seats with illegal immigrants because, for some reason or other, Americans do not find their message at the pulpit or the neighborhoods that they represent to be attractive or appealing anymore.
Amazing when you think about this, though, the idea that it should be some type of humanity to do this. Let's go quickly to Jim and Star for William Gein from AllyPac.us. Jim, good morning.
Hey, great show, and thank you so much for bringing the attention to people that needs to be, you know, people need to wake up, especially in states like Idaho that I love dearly, but people are a little clueless. And I just want to tell you a real quick story about a young man named Stephen Woods, who died when he was 17 years old on the beach in San Clemente. And him and his friends were down there with his sister, just having a good time as kids do. They're trying to leave. A bunch of Hispanic gangbangers start harassing them as they try to drive by. One of the gangbangers grabs a paint roller out of a trash can and shoves it through his ear as the car's going by and kills him. What happens in California? Oh, well, everyone's mad because these people are they're Hispanic. All the civil rights groups come out and say, oh, if this kid was white that attacked him, it wouldn't be that big a deal. The bottom line is Stephen Woods would still be alive today if those illegal aliens were not in our country. That's the point. And people need to wake up and stop being idiots.
No, Jim, that's a great call. William Gein, you know all about this stuff. This goes unrecorded all the time.
It does. If an illegal immigrant kills an American citizen, we're lucky to get that information out of the police or into a local media report at all now. It's always been hard to do and even get it documented, but since about 3 years ago, Department of Homeland Security under started pressuring local police and sheriffs not to reveal immigration status on the perpetrators of crimes to media or activists. It's been harder to document these because they know that the bloodshed, the atrocities being committed against American citizens by illegal immigrants was interfering with their chances and abilities to get the immigration reform amnesty bill passed. And so they've really tried to tighten down to conceal these deaths. But, you know, one of the things about it, too, Kevin, and it relates to talk radio, for those of you that are out there in talk radio land that are fighting on this issue, you know, your time has really come if you want to step forward really with it because, gosh, what was it? In Boston 2 weekends ago, a talk show host named Cooner, who fills in on the Michael Savage show sometimes, through a rally, and it was a rally backed by his local talk radio show broadcast, and over 5,000 Americans like us showed up at the event. We've never seen anything like it before in the history, in my 10-year history of fighting against illegal immigration. So it suggests when 5,000 people come out in a liberal bastion like Boston to take a stand against illegal immigration, that talk radio programs and hosts are in a new type of position on what type of power, political power, and influence they can wield on the ground.
Well, and you're right about that because you have the pressure from the chambers of commerce, you have the pressures from governments, Republicans, William, and Democrats, Jim, from Star, that say, no, no, no. I mean, William Gein, let's go back to NBC 17. You and I are on there, and it, very early in your tenure, and all of a sudden they say, William Gein, if you say the term illegal immigrant, illegal alien again, you're out of here.
Well, you know, I've made it clear to, you know, that nobody's going to stop me from speaking my mind as an American. But, you know, so many stations have been targeted and bought up and changed. And, you know, that's what they want. They want to have a situation in America similar to what's in Canada now and most of the European Union, where anyone that listens to any one of your broadcasts that could claim that they were offended on some type of identity basis based on their ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation or whatnot could have you or I drug in front of a commission that would have the power to censor us, fine us, or imprison us for our comments.
Jim, do you have anything else for William?
You know, I'm so happy about what you're doing, and I just want to know, like you said, and if you look up the story about Stephen Woods on Google, which I'm doing right now just to bring back the past, you have to scroll and scroll to try to find any documentation that says they were illegal.
Well, of course, they covered up. Jim from Star, thank you. Quickly to Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Tea Party Bob.
Hi, how are you, Kevin?
Living the dream.
Listening to this Trieste you've had here this morning, you know, what we need to do is to crack down on the employers that hire the illegals. They're the ones that enable them to stay here and take American jobs. Why isn't somebody doing something about that?
Well, we are trying to do something about that. I mean, that's part of our platform. Americans for Legal Immigration supports the justice for all parties involved, which would mean justice for those that intentionally hire illegal immigrants. They should be penalized with the fines and or imprisonment available to us under law. for illegal immigrants, they should be deported and prohibited from futurely immigrating legally as a penalty for coming in the wrong way. And there's another law that's never enforced these days. It's against the law for anyone to aid, abet, or entice illegal immigrants to enter or remain in the United States unlawfully. And gosh, I know a lot of politicians and CEOs, including Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Michael Bloomberg, that could be charged with that. And I tell you one thing, if you were to charge and convict a couple people with that felony, it's a federal felony with a penalty of up to 7 years in prison for doing so, this whole thing would turn around so fast and make your head spin.
Well, that's
the problem
my point.
The problem is that the existing laws are not being enforced, and we want those enforced against all parties.
Well, how do you get the officials to enforce these laws? That's the big problem. They don't want to do it.
Well, first of all, you've got to have an opposition party, the Republican Party, that's a real opposition party and not John Boehner. He's not really an opponent of Obama's. He just stays tan and plays that role on television.
Thank you, Mr. Gee, for everything you do. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Party Bob at 580KIDO. Quickly, William, what can people do in Idaho to help you and to save America?
Right now, we need everybody on board our email alerts and helping us to make calls into Tennessee, helping to fund our auto call program. We've got to raise another $1,500 by tonight to be able to complete that call in Tennessee. And then we've got to turn everybody's attention to the general elections, where we'll be sharing information about candidates directly in Idaho. And you can get involved with that by coming to our main website at www.alipac.us. That's alipac.us. Contact us through the front of the site or get on board our email alerts to help us fight against illegal immigration into the future.
William, take care. God bless.
God bless.
All right, there we have it. William Gee here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller here. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at those tragic deaths in Afghanistan and what we can do. Remember, folks, thoughts and prayers to our troops. We've still got a lot over there. We need to stand up for them. Keep it here.
I'm back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hi, meeting KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go live to Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio, with the very latest concerning the killings in Afghanistan. Steve, good morning. Hello, Steve.
I'm sorry. Here I am. Yes, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO.
Kevin, I had a button pushed here that shouldn't have been pushed.
It happens, brother, and we just love you so much. We're just going to keep rolling. And obviously, you've been covering these killings in Afghanistan, this general. What's the fallout been, sir?
We are. It's so interesting that there is a name for the shooter now. His name is Rafi Kula, according to a source, an Associated Press source in Afghanistan, who doesn't want his name publicized because he's not authorized to talk about it. And apparently, we had heard that he leaned out a window and just opened fire on a group of officers and others going by. It may be. Don't know if this is an organized thing or not. We don't know if he knew that he was shooting an American major general, or if it was just a disgruntled and frustrated soldier, which we have seen this sort of thing before. We have a statement from the Taliban congratulating this fellow for taking these shots, but referring to him, the statement from the Taliban refers to him only as an Afghan soldier, doesn't name him, doesn't say that the Taliban has any connection with this. On the other hand, there were two other attacks that took place in Afghanistan also yesterday. Neither of them involved American casualties. In one case, an Afghan police guard exchanged fire with NATO troops. He was killed. Nobody else was. And in the third case, an Afghan police officer, killed seven of his colleagues, took their weapons, and drove off in their police car. So he's at large. The other two are dead. We don't have a straight answer at this point, Kevin, about whether there was anybody behind it other than the shooters.
Well, Steve, there must be a fear, though, that we're going to see this violence against U.S. forces, this green-on-blue, pick up as we determine if we're going to keep troops there. And, well, we'll just start with that. I'm sure a lot of folks are concerned that this could be the sign of more things to come.
Questions about that? Yes, you're right. There were questions about that at the Pentagon briefing yesterday. I expect the same thing will be the case today. Unlike 2 years ago, when we were losing Americans to these sorts of attacks at a rate of better than one per week, there have been a lot fewer attacks, and there are many, many fewer Americans in country than there used to be. So the threat is still there, but it is not at the size it was, and it's not clear that this is an organized campaign. But if it is, then what do you do about it? Security things are already there, and one of the things that we have needed and have been trying to get out of the Afghanistan government for, we being the United States, for a year or more, is a security agreement involving the rights and responsibilities and legal obligations and legal exposure of the Americans in uniform who remain in country as trainers. The government has not been willing to sign an agreement on this, and the Pentagon and the White House have been saying without that, it's not clear that anybody will remain there because we can't expose our soldiers to, for instance, being put on trial for murder when what they've been involved in is a firefight, clearly the military in nature. That's not resolved.
Well, yes, the status of forces agreement, and I guess they're waiting for the new president because Mr. Karzai doesn't want to do it, but the two leading candidates do support the extension of a status forces agreement, which would allow our troops not to be prosecuted. Nope. But again, a lot is at play here in Afghanistan.
That's true. And before we can actually draw the lessons we need to from what happened yesterday, a terrible thing, but we don't know exactly what was behind it. And if somebody were to say, well, this was a routine act by one soldier, I'm not sure there are policy implications for this, Kevin. It might just be, I mean, I don't want to dismiss this in the slightest, but people getting shot is a cost of war, and it's still a war zone.
Steve Taylor with us, Fox News Radio, 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. The big news, and look, as you know, every life is important, but this is the first time we've had such a high-ranking general be killed since Vietnam.
In combat in Vietnam, that's right. There was a 3-star who was killed on 9/11 in the Pentagon. I suppose you could consider that combat, but the Pentagon doesn't. They draw the distinction you just made. Major General Harold Green, who'd only been in Afghanistan since January, but from all accounts was doing a fine job. Whether the gunman was targeting him or is not clear. Remember, there was also a German general and two Afghan generals in the same group, both of them wounded. General Green's body, last we heard, it was being prepared for transport back to the United States. I understand that it will arrive at Dover Air Force Base in the early morning hours, in the middle of the night, really. So probably hasn't left Afghanistan yet. But when the general's remains come back to U.S. soil, then it'll be moved on to wherever he's going to be buried, and I couldn't tell you that at this point.
Well, no worries, Steve. Final thought here at 580KIDO is the idea that, security for bird colonels or higher with generals might have to be looked at. They're usually supposed to have their security details, so I'm sure, and again, a little too early to diagnose what actually happened, security for officers and other folks, other U.S. personnel will be upped and looked at to try and avoid these things.
If possible, but how much do you want to isolate a general? This is in all warfare, there is this tension between if the general is too isolated, then he or she can't be meaningfully commanding troops. And this was not in a forward zone. This was in a secure base, but the security, in part, comes from Afghan troops. And if one of them decides to go rogue, what is the defense against that? I don't know.
Steve Taylor, a lot of questions, great answers. We always appreciate it, sir.
Good to be with you, Kevin.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Our great friend Steve Taylor from Fox News Radio, Kevin Miller in the morning here. And this does beg the question, and we're chasing our friend Kerry Patton, kerry-patton.com, because he's in contact with these folks in Afghanistan. By the way, if you know anybody that has been in Afghanistan or is in Afghanistan now and they'd be willing to share their insights or that has studied the region, we'd love to hear from them. See, that's the thing about this show, that, it's a community. And before there was Facebook, before there was the decadent, deplorable, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting FM radio, occupied by, again, the mind-numbing jabronis, there was AM radio. Before there were dramas or sports on television, there was AM radio. And with that history, we do bear the responsibility to inform, provoke, entertain each and every morning. So when people say, hey, we love to Facebook a comment, look, we're the Facebook. So if you know of someone or if you've been to Afghanistan and would love to share your insights, we'd love to talk to you. And that's how we found Kerry Patton. We had him on a couple times. He said where he was, and he's become our expert. And we love having as many voices as possible. Again, this online stuff is interesting, fascinating, but I really find it replaying what we do each and every day, our interaction. Coming up next, do we have enough laws on the books? Apparently not. Did you know there are only there are over 5,000 laws on the books, but the government under President Obama has actually created more? We'll share those with you and get your comments next with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
Weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you here. Here's something to think about. Emily Wither, what do you have to say?
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls
come
on.
Exactly. Something to think about here at 580KIDO. And this, again, courtesy of the Kevin Miller Hot List. By the way, if you go to 580KIDO.com, it's called Ebola Kevin Miller Hot List Edition. Very compelling topic there. But from the Washington Free Beacon, did you know that the federal government, under the president, has created 400 new crimes since 2000? This is from the Congressional Research Service. Now, here's the funny thing about that. The price of food has gone up. And we have to laugh, right? Do we need any mood music to make us laugh? I mean, let's face it, the price of food has gone up. The price of gasoline has gone up. The cost of doing business has gone up. And now the federal government has increased the amount of crimes that you could be prosecuted for. Now, I just kind of wonder about that. I mean, do we really need more crimes? Apparently, there are, what, 5,000 crimes on the books, and the feds decided that they needed more? It makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder. Let's go back to the report here. This was from the Congressional Research Service. A 2000 analysis found that between 2000 and 07, the government added 452 crimes to the books. The 2008 report said there are at least, now listen to this, 4,450 federal crimes. Let's see, now that's 4,889 federal crimes on the book. Do we really need that many crimes? Apparently, the new crimes involve expanding the criminal code. What is fraud? What is this? What is that? And yet, we don't enforce the current laws that we have. You know, think about the conversation with William Geen. Think about that conversation with William Geen moments ago. And really, it's because we don't enforce the border. We don't deport people that are here illegally. We have anchors on shows saying, well, really, what are they doing wrong? I mean, illegal immigrant is coming here illegally, trying to go to Mexico and hang out there or Canada. And yet the country, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, and to all my friends that say, oh, Kevin, you just back up the Republicans. Look, how about this? It's the Republicans and the Democrats doing this. Expanding the laws. I think it's silly. I think it's ridiculous. We don't need more laws. What we need is enforcement, accountability, responsibility. Like you teach your kids. Like at work. What's the best workplace? What's the best workplace is where there's accountability. So if you do something wrong, you're held accountable. That way there's no preferential treatment. Oh, if we only had the rules of Miss Mary's grammar school today. Let's get you to traffic at 580KI. You know, coming up, by the way, and we're trying to build our social media presence, and we'll have this on the new hot list, is a must-see video where we have dreamers confronting Iowa Congressman Steve King and saying, hey, get rid of us. I'll have that video on my Kevin Miller Facebook site in 2 seconds. And I like Steve King. I think he's a great congressman. We need more folks like him, right? And it's not about being insensitive. It's about saving America, right? Help us save America. We start with the Treasure Valley. We move to Idaho. And then we take back the country. Join us, won't you? Good day. God bless. Really appreciate you listening. Keep the faith.
Serving Meridian.